you heard the story in the Philadelphia recently? Last week, there's a young gal that her car had to pull over because she lost all the gas. So she had no gas left in her car. So she came into this a tough place in the town. And a homeless person went up to her and then said, "I'll get you some gas so you can get out, you know, to go on where you're going." So he ran home where it was. He was homeless, and he gave his last $20 that he had and gave it to her with some gas. And this gal was so provoked by this gift that she then started a GoFundMe to help him. It's just a great relationship and a story. Do you know how much he has right now through the GoFundMe project from this gal that was served with all of what he had and what he received back? $325,000. I mean, it was unreal. In our country, it's cool to see those real stories that, again, he gave all he had to help this gal to have gas. And it came back to him. You know, God has believed and shown us that when we give things away, you know, we receive back. And sometimes, like this guy, this gentleman, hopefully he has a house now. Like, sometimes we receive that physically, like money or talents or a gift or something. But spiritually, at a bigger level, that when we give away, when we give away love, we receive it back and it makes us better. Like this widow in the treasury, as Jesus was watching the people putting their talents and gifts to the treasury. And he said he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." What have you given away? What can you give away? Because no matter what you give away, we'll receive something back, either physically or spiritually.